Prologue. Mohammed Gulab is a Pashtun tribesman, a mountain man. His people are a remote group who have lived for millenniums in the high peaks of the Hindu Kush, located in the back end of the Himalayas, on the uncharted borders of Pakistan, Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, and what some Westerners might feel is God knows wherever else is stand. Their language is a specific dialect, evolved from the ancient tribal tongue of Afghanistan, more than 300 years before Christ. The Macedonian, Alexander the Great, chatted away to them with the ease of a would-be conqueror. Today, these people are understood only in the city of Jalalabad, never mind in the Western world. Mohammed Gulab's heritage is, shall we say, hazy. He has no birth certificate. His official entry into this world was not even recorded. I'm not sure the birth of any of his ancestors has ever been recorded. Not up there in those distant high peaks where the Pashtuns have lived and died for thousands of years. He believes he was born in 1973. There is no benchmark except for the oldest brother, Haji Nazir Gul, who was born 16 years previously, but again, not recorded. They named him Mohammed Gulab. It might have been Mohammed Gulab Gulab, but either way, his name is Gulab. No one ever called him anything else, at least not among his friends and family. Gulab is closely related to the tribal elder in a village that clings to the edge of a towering mountain on a gradient only slightly steeper than the Washington Monument. Encounters with people from the West are, naturally, limited. So it is particularly remarkable that Gulab's experiences include the unlikely lifelong binding association with a very special U.S. Navy SEAL, Marcus Luttrell, who asserts flatly that but for Gulab, he would have died on an Afghan mountain in June 2005, along with his best friend and 18 other U.S. Special Forces. Marcus was part of a SEAL's mission to capture or kill one Mullah Ahmad Shah, a notorious Taliban terrorist believed to have recently blown up a truckload of U.S. Marines. For this audiobook, I have elected to...